Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are in resistance. It's Alex Jones. Friends, it's getting crazy. Everything's moving into accelerated speed. 266 days, 12 hours, 59 minutes, 7 seconds. The most important election in world history. Thank you so much for joining us today. You are here, I know, to try to learn more about our planet and where we're headed together. I'm trying to learn more from you as well. We're a research project and think tank of the people battling against the New World Order's anti-human plan. Well, let me tell you what's coming up today. Biden is degenerating now more in a week than he was degenerating in 4 or 5 months, 6 months before. And I said this a few weeks ago. I said at current degeneration rates, he won't even be able to talk in a month or two. Now, they wanted to get him, and Roger Stone had the inside baseball over 2 years ago. They wanted to replace him at the DNC in July. They now admit that all over the news. That's the plan. With Big Mike. And now they've been doing all this political training with Kamala Harris and voice training and things. She's gone from sounding like she's on 5 Xanax to 3 Xanax. And they're getting her ready. And a big sign of that is the Wall Street Journal. Kamala Harris says she is ready to serve as Biden's faces aide scrutiny. She said that, quote, from Air Force Two. Whenever the establishment wants to put something out credible, they do it through the Wall Street Journal. So that's the establishment saying we've got Kamala ready at least until the DNC in July. Now, Biden still thinks he's the president. And up until a month ago, they were still thinking maybe he can make it to July. But now they are preparing to remove him. And he's now openly talking about to some of his donors a few weeks ago, maybe he won't be the candidate. So I would expect Biden to start segueing in the next few weeks and announcing that he may step down for some unforeseen medical issue. Remember when he was a candidate, he said he might do that. And that they will then fanfare Kamala in with a bunch of hoopla. And the next discussion is who will the vice president be? And that'll put the country in a deeper crisis. And there'll be a huge debate and discussion. And Big Mike and Gavin Newsom will be reluctantly drafted in. Whenever they say they'll never be president, they don't want to be president. That's how you know they've been preparing this for a while. And Gavin Newsom's been coming around saying, oh, no, Biden's the best. He's our man. If he can't save us, nobody can. So we have that. Then we have what looks like, which the reporting, they're trying to suppress this, another trans woman-to-male shooter and a 5-year-old getting shot in the process who reportedly was with her, who thinks that she is a he. And it looks like all these other shootings and attempted shootings by the psycho quarter of the trans movement that thinks they're all being oppressed and under attack and have been promising they're going to go out and kill all the Christians. Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church shooting, what we know about the woman who walked in with a child and started firing. And it's just really sad that this person appears to have used the child as a human shield. It's really good news that the off-duty police were there, a lot of them in there, and took this lady out very, very quickly. But if they wouldn't have gone ahead and blasted her, she could have killed dozens, if not more. So we're sorry for the child that was used, it appears, as a human shield. We'll cover it all when we come back. Stay with us. You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Most banned network in the world.
It's Monday, February 12th, 2024, and I'm coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, broadcasting worldwide, and I'm now the big 5-0, baby. Woo! 50. We're already basically halfway into the second month of 2024. We're only 266 days out for the most historic election in world history. All right, there was an attempted mass shooting at one of the biggest churches in the country, if not the biggest, Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church. And it was a man-to-woman transition. I'm teleprompter-free, so sometimes my brain flips things because this is all so confusing. A man-to-a-woman. And the media is saying it is a woman. But it's not. It's a man. It's a man. And it's Jeffrey Escalante, as you can see there on screen. Now a woman reportedly angry at Christians, saying that he's not happy or was not happy because everyone wasn't openly accepting him. And there's so many other of these trans mass shooters, women to men to women. And it really is a big part of the trans culture now, not all of them, but a big group of them, to call for the day of rage and violence and, oh, they're committing suicide, not because doctors cut their penises off, not because doctors cut their breasts off or uteruses out, not because their parents put them on puberty blockers when they were 8 years old, not because they're in an extremely destructive lifestyle, around half of them in the sex trade. No, it's because you went to church, you need to die. And this man to woman, who's not a woman, reportedly brought a 5-year-old boy as a human shield. And that child is in critical condition. Joel Osteen, Lakewood Church shooting. What we know about the woman who walked in with a child and started firing. That's CNN. You know, that literally scapegoats women. You know, women are usually about 2% to 3% of violent crime. But now that number's up, there's a higher number of women committing violent crimes because it's men identifying as women. So here's the CNN headline right here. Joel Osteen, Lakewood Church shooting. What we know about the woman who walked in with a child and started firing. Well, here's the man that did it right here. And then when a woman said she was a man and went and shot people, they said that it was a man. So total insanity. We're really glad the off-duty police were there and able to stop that. And I've got more on that later. Some of the trans people they've caught trying to engage in mass shootings that have been stopped, and some other mass shootings by trans that when it comes out as trans, it doesn't get any attention because that doesn't fit into the narrative that trans people are the greatest thing the earth has ever seen. And it's all a globalist plan to destroy the family, destroy the genders. It's all a globalist plan to divide and conquer. It's all a globalist plan to depopulate. That doesn't mean I hate adults that want to go out and say they're another sex as long as they don't hurt anybody. But the globalists and the big banks and the big hospital groups and the Pritzkers and all the big money trying to target our children with this and confuse them to even take them away from their parents in many cases and induct them into this form of assisted suicide. That's what it is. It's genetic suicide. Need to go to prison. That's who I hate. That's who I don't like. But the globalists want us to then totally attack that entire community, and then that actually helps them create a perception that they are being persecuted. We don't want to fall for that trap. These people are victims of the brainwashing, and many of them are victims of the chemicals in utero that in hundreds of mainline studies show confuse the genetic expression of birds, of reptiles, of fish, of insects, and of mammals, marsupials, and every other genetic life form and family out there. So it changes. It doesn't make a male a female or a female a male. But there's not just hermaphroditic expressions where some people have a vagina and a penis. That's usually caused by chemicals that trigger that early in utero when it's a zeitgeist, when it's a zygote, excuse me, you know, a very small bundle of cells. And you put even allowable levels of atrazine into the womb or into the water where frog eggs have been fertilized, the same thing happens. It bends the gender. And so the males are smaller, their genitals are smaller, they are hermaphroditic in the brain. And so that's why I said I don't hate these people. All of us have been hit by this to a certain extent. And it causes people to go into puberty early, girls and boys. It's all around us. And the life expectancy is plunging. So people try to say, oh, you're being double-sided. You say the trans movement's pure evil, out of control, Tavistock Institute. I'm one of the first decades ago to expose it. And to say it was about depopulation. And to say they were going to roll it out against everybody. Because I've studied it. And I'm also one of the first to point out the mainline science to the general public about it twisting the genetics and twisting the sexual expression of the baby. We don't hate the people this has been done to. And I've said, and a lot of scientists have agreed with me since then, if you're bending of your male towards female, why not give them the testosterone and things they need to bend it back? Why, if you're already bent, break it all the way off, literally? But we have to come to these people. The way the left's got them is in a cult. Oh, they all hate you. They want to kill you because of this. And they've inducted them as children into it. You've got to come and get them out of it before it's too late, before they're castrated. And even after they're castrated, come to them and be nice to them and help them sue the healthcare system and the school system and Planned Parenthood that's now big in this business. Okay, and that's starting to happen. I want to win this thing. I want to help these people. And I've got some big news on that that I'm going to be getting to today as well that went super viral on Real Alex Jones on Twitter. And it shows people in the 1930s in New York what they looked like versus today. Then I've got videos from the 50s and the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. And these chemicals are bombarding us all. And they're causing massive inflammation. You know, I posted this and people said, what? What's the difference? They're mainly white. That's not why I posted it. Now, people in the comments got it, though. They started pointing out the GMOs, the chemicals, the herbicides, the vaccines. We're living less. Our fertility's almost gone. We're being, and by the way, those folks ate big meals, tons of fat, chain smoked cigarettes, guzzled whiskey, and they lived longer than us. All right. It's the additives, it's the chemicals, it's the globalist plan. So we've got all that coming up. But let me hit the really big news here. Or tell you what's coming up on that front. Kamala Harris says she's ready to serve as Biden faces age scrutiny. Big Wall Street Journal report from Air Force Two to make her look all presidential with the seal in the background. They're getting ready to take him out even before the DNC that was the plan because of the insane things he's saying. Like last night, the Super Bowl ad he did Biden blames companies for shrinkflation in awkward Super Bowl promo. This is an incredible one-minute video because you could talk for 5 hours on it. Everything he says about the companies, and I'm not even defending these companies, a bunch of them are globalist GMO pushers, is what the Federal Reserve with this monetary policy does to shrink the buying of your dollar. And then he says, and they hope you don't notice because it's incremental. So he's telling on the whole system, it's simply amazing. So that's coming up. And then Gaslight Supreme. Mayorkas says, we don't bear responsibility for border crisis. And there's shock polls all over the country coming out, scientific polls. In many polls, a majority of Hispanics are now going to vote Trump. And even in polls in South Texas, it's 47%. Trump was 30% 3 years ago.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Humor, because I've got it too. I've quit being sarcastic as much because I'm just as smart ass as he is. But here's a video of him at a rally 2 days ago. He's like, yeah, NATO better pay their share because we pay like 90% of it, or I'll just encourage the Russians to attack them. That's a smart ass statement, folks. And now they're running with it, saying, well, you know, Trump is so crazy, Trump is so evil, Trump is so out of control. See, he wants Russia to attack NATO. Russia attacking NATO is the end of the world. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I don't feel fine. I really want to stop the end of the world as we know it. And we've never been closer to it. Continuing, Australia puts digital ID launch on the front burner to launch this year. Same thing with the EU. Everybody lionizes Russia all day. Russia's coming out next year with their own digital ID. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And in even bigger news, Bill Gates planning for Pandemic 2, complete with new viruses administered from a little patch. So they really want a rematch to try to bring back their lockdowns and their tyranny again. People think, oh, well, they've already been defeated so soundly, they certainly won't try it again. If there's one thing the globalists do, is it's never give up. It's one of their strongest traits. That's why we can never give up. This is a battle to the death, politically. We have to destroy their ideas. We have to promote our ideas so much and resist them at every front so they never succeed. All right. Where do I want to begin here? Because I've just mentioned the last 20 minutes, the news and the information, and kind of put a lot of it here on the table. There's even more than that that's going to be coming up. I interviewed a doctor, former professor Brett Weinstein yesterday for over 2 hours. But I want to add some clips and things to it. So we're going to air it. Really powerful, really smart guy, really likable guy. We're going to air that in-depth interview in the second and third hour on Wednesday. That way we can have breaking news and cover what's happening, you know, to first the show. And then we're going to air it on Wednesday, coming up in about 2 days from now. So look for that. I'm impressed. He's a really smart guy. He knows what he's talking about. And he's able to let the left know you're destroying civilization. You'll never restart it. You're a death cult. He explains why they are and how to stop them. And he let the world know that I began the process of kind of helping him accelerate his awakening to where he is today in 2011. I never knew that. So thanks to all of you keeping the show on over the years. We have a real fighting chance against the globalists. Thanks to all of you. I'm going to go deep on the Kamala Harris and tie it in to Biden and the borders in the upcoming election. I want to do that first. That's the first deep dive I want to do. And then I want to tie it into the open borders and the larger destabilization plan and play these incredible clips of all these mayors and senators and Senator Murphy. They literally say illegal aliens are now the priority over citizens and over veterans. I mean, we already knew this, but man, these people are, you talk about throwing it in your face, they are just wild. But you got to be bold to push agendas like this. You know, two men can have a baby and such garbage. And or, yeah, we're going to ship illegals in, and yeah, there's no jobs for them, so we're going to take care of them permanently. Just like in Europe, 90% of the illegal aliens they brought in the last 15 years do not have a job today. Never got a job. They just get a welfare check and deal drugs or run prostitutes. Now, that's because it's a big Islamic group they brought in, and the Muslim countries admit they did this. They dumped their criminals on Europe. I've seen the different Islamic newspapers talk about it. Saudi Arabia has talked about, yeah, we dumped our criminals on you. You took them because we'll execute their asses here. So we've got all that information as well. But I'm going to go to break here in a few minutes, and I'm going to come back with the incredible Biden complains about shrinkflation, and it's the biggest case of inversion or projecting I've seen in a long time. Then we'll analyze that little short clip, and then, as I said, I'll get into Kamala Harris and more. I have some really exciting announcements to make. We're listener-supported, and without you, we can't do this show. So I try to bring you really amazing, powerful products that if you'll just try them, you're going to like them so much, I know that you're going to come back and get them again and again and again, and we form a symbiotic relationship or a non-zero-sum game where the cake just gets bigger. It's a win-win. Well, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has been sold out for 5-6 months. It's the highest quality turmeric there is. It's 95% curcuminoid. Went to one of the top labs in the country and said, what's your strongest? And they said like 75, 80%. I'm going from memory. It was far below 95. And I said, how strong can you make it? And they came back and they said, we can do 95% total concentrate. So it's like taking one pill's like taking 15 of the average other brand out there. I mean, they got raw turmeric pills that are like 4 or 5% curcuminoid, and they still work great. This is 95% curcuminoid, and it's got some other key ingredients that help supercharge it. And for joint pain, for dealing with inflammation, for just everything in your body, you know, it's anti-cancer, it's anti-everything. This is something everybody should be taking, and I've been out of it for months. My wife's like, get me more of that Body's, because she could go buy regular turmeric for her joint pain. She's been an athlete, and it doesn't really help much. It helps a little. She loves Body's. So try Body's. You know you're funding the operation. But despite the fact it's been sold out for a long time, it's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. What else is also in stock is the new and even stronger, it's the same manufacturer, but we got a better deal on it by going to the actual manufacturer. They made it a little bit stronger. So instead of 25% off, we could never go below that because we were paying more. The discount we got, we passed it on to you. The discount we got, we passed on to you. Nitric Boost, back in stock, cleans out your blood, cleans out your blood vessels, so good for your brain, your heart, all your organs. Goes after all that garbage that's out there in the environment that's attacking our cardiovascular systems. This is what Dr. Mikovits and many others have recommended. She's not even a sponsor. She just saw the formula, took it, thinks it's great, one of the best formulas out there. Nitric Boost is now back in stock for 40% off as well. So those are the big sales. But I can tell you, they're going to get rid of the sale very, very soon. And then separately, Next Level Foundational Energy with a methyl folate and a key complex of vitamins to clean out your cells and give you energy like you've never felt before. Next Level Foundational Energy, InfoWarsStore.com. And then DrJonesNaturals.com, my dad's site, my dad's great company. He's a dentist, oral surgeon. He's brought back the original top seller, Super Blue with the nano silver, tea tree oil, and iodine. It's a limited first run. It's about to sell out. He's going to probably continue on, but my mom's trying to get him to retire. The point is all those great products, the silver products, the wound gel, the immune gargle, and a bunch of other supplements you can't get at InfoWarsStore.com are exclusively available at DrJonesNaturals.com. DrJonesNaturals.com, and they're a great sponsor of InfoWars. Please go to DrJonesNaturals.com and get the Super Silver. There's a bunch of other toothpaste on there that's great as well. You want the Super Silver with toothpaste with Nano Silver. The Super Blue with Nano Silver, DrJonesNaturals.com.
The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
That's what Americans do now. They're always willing to trade away a little of their freedom in exchange for the feeling, the illusion of security. What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. There's another thing. Germs. Where did this sudden fear of germs come from in this country? Have you noticed this? The media constantly running stories about all the latest infections, salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu, and Americans, they panic easily, so now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. Fear of germs, why these f***ing pussies? Hey, where's your sense of adventure? Take a f***ing chance, will you?
Besides, what do you think you have an immune system for? It's for killing germs. But it needs practice. It needs germs to practice on. So listen. If you kill all the germs around you and live a completely sterile life, then when germs do come along, you're not going to be prepared. And never mind ordinary germs. What are you going to do when some super virus comes along that turns your vital organs into liquid shit? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to get sick, you're going to die, and you're going to deserve it because you're fucking weak and you got a fucking weak immune system. True story about immunization, okay? When I was a little boy in New York City in the 1940s, we swam in the Hudson River, and it was filled with raw sewage, okay? We swam in raw sewage, you know, to cool off. And at that time, the big fear was polio. Thousands of kids died from polio every year. But you know something? In my neighborhood, no one ever got polio. No one, ever. You know why? Because we swam in raw sewage. It strengthened our immune systems. The polio never had a prayer. We were tempered in raw sh**.
What George Carlin said is based in science and fact. And everybody knew 30 years ago the truth. Thousands of studies were already out then that if you are shut in and aren't around germs, especially as a child, you don't develop an immune system like the boy that had to live in a bubble. But your body's got to have the building blocks for its immune system. The number one building block is vitamin D3. We've got the best at InfoWarsStore.com. Winter Sun Plus, 50% off to give your body the building blocks it needs for a strong, vibrant immune system. Winter Sun, InfoWarsStore.com.
Broadcast level is going to tune into. So, to all of you out there listening on radio stations, watching on TV and cable stations, at band.video, and of course on X at Real Alex Jones, repost it, retweet it, share it. That's how we win the information war, is when you decide to realize how important and how powerful you are. All right, my friends. Let's get into Joe Biden's Super Bowl message that we got last night. Biden blames companies for shrinkflation in awkward Super Bowl promo. And boy, he's been eaten alive. This has been rejected everywhere. Remember Biden when we were paying up over $5 a gallon for gas before he drained the strategic oil reserve and a bunch of other stuff that lowered down some? He said the oil companies were to blame. He's the one that wouldn't let them drill and wouldn't let them supply what we needed. He's the one that shut off the pipelines. He's the one that created more money since he's been in office now than the whole history of the country. Or at least the private Federal Reserve policy since he's been in. We've shown you the graphs. It shows 1780s, the country officially starts, and then the money supply grows for 200 years, and in the last 20, 30 years, it just goes straight up. But most of the acceleration straight up has happened in the last 3 years. Deliberate. And then they say, oh, first, they remember said the first 2 years of Biden after he stole the election, he said, oh, there's not inflation. Remember that? Just like they said until a few months ago, oh, there's no border crisis. And then now, oh, there is a border crisis. It's Trump's fault. It's your fault. So first they deny a problem they create, and then when that doesn't work, they go, okay, well, it's not that big a problem, or it's your problem. Or they blame somebody else. So here's Biden addressing the Super Bowl, saying the reason food costs more is because companies are creating bigger packages with less in it. Now, that's always been going on, and companies do that, and it is a scam, and it's something they do, but they do it almost always because inflation is going up or they're having problems getting their raw material. There's a shortage, and then they can either raise prices or they can cut how much is in it And if they raise prices, you tend to lose customers. This is well known in business, in retail, and in sales. So you don't increase the price, you increase how much is in it. And I want to talk about something here, and this isn't a plug for our products, but one reason we're having so much financial issues is there's been massive inflation and supply chain problems the last 4 years, as you know. And the cost of all the supplements we sell, or the cost of printing T-shirts, or the cost of everything's gone up. But we've just simply cut the amount of profit we make and have not cut any of the quality. In fact, every time we can, we boost it. So that's just a point here that yes, some of this stuff goes on with shrinkflation is from the companies, but it's almost always, I know any of you that have companies or in manufacturing, you're like, yeah, we know this, Alex. Don't tell us something we don't know. Or don't, you know, tell us something we don't know. But most people do not own companies, and most people do not manufacture things. Most people don't have to pay payrolls. They don't know about suppliers. They don't know about issues or snowstorms, so the 18-wheeler gets there a week late. And so Biden is preying on those types of people. Like, he's taking care of us, and he's there coming to the public that realizes everything's more expensive while they're sitting there with a 12-pack of beer or a pizza or hot dogs or chips or whatever it is. And he's talking to them like they're idiots. But the good news is, and I've got a ton of articles on this today, no one bought this crap. Monetary policy of the private Federal Reserve carried out by Obama and his minion Biden is the main driver of this situation. But the key here to his little one-minute talk is this. He says, these companies think you're stupid, and they think you don't notice over time there's less and less in the package. And that's why you're paying more, because there's less in the package. No, you're paying more because of inflation, and yeah, so they're trying to meet in the middle, make it less product, and they have to increase the price to try to create the illusion that inflation isn't really 30-something percent since he got in. They're trying to claim it's 18%. Folks, if you're fans of steak, like I am, have steaks gone up 18% in the last 3 years, either at the grocery store or at a steakhouse? You know the answer. They've gone up 30, 40%, at least. And it's the same thing here, not 18%. So, do you really think that the beef producers and the ranchers and people, do you think they're actually have a bigger bottom line now? No, they don't. You can look it up. Ranchers making lowest profits, ranchers going out of business record level. At the grassroots level, and I know my family's got hundreds of cows, we're not making any money. The cows we sell every year pay the property tax, that's it. They're basically glorified lawnmowers. And then we bale the hay on extra land we have and sell that, and that makes a little money. And then we got a pretty big tract of forest, and we make money logging some of that each year. But we've done the math. In 10, 15 years at current rates, we won't be able to.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy a $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Gilbert Griffin coming on today. We're still not sure in the third hour. Dr. Brett Weinstein is going to be with us Wednesday. I already taped it. It's very powerful and had a lot of clips and thanks to it. But you know what? I'm going to hit Kamala coming up start of the next hour and how they're preparing to, for now, replace Biden with her until the convention. Let's go ahead and do this. Let's go ahead and look at the gaslighting par excellence by Mayorkas. And then let's tie it in to the fact that even this has backfired on the deep state. And now they are beyond panic mode. Let's go first to Mayorkas last week in front of the Senate with Senator Josh Hawley. And he literally points out the human trafficking, the slavery. I'm only going to play the short part. But he's been pointing all this out in the crimes and how the Biden put these policies in. Mayorkas did it. They don't need new laws. And I'm just going to show you his answer. And Mayorkas' answer is, I had ancestors that died in the Holocaust, I'm Jewish. What the hell does that have to do with this? So So you and Biden can commit crimes and facilitate human trafficking and rape and murder and destruction of our country. And then his answer is, I'm Jewish. What the hell is that? It's just insane. And it's all this guy's got. Here it is.
Frankly, Mr. Secretary, I think that your performance is despicable. And I think the fact that you are not willing to provide answers to this committee is absolutely atrocious.
Mr. Chairman, may I?
If you'd like to have a minute to respond, you are
allowed to. I would, and I'm not sure I'll limit it to 60 seconds.
That's fine.
Number one, what I found despicable is the implication that this language, tremendously odious, actually could be emblematic of the sentiments of the 260,000 men and women of the Department of Homeland Security, number one. Number two, Senator Hawley takes an adversarial approach to me in this question, and perhaps he doesn't know my own background. Perhaps he does not know that I am the child of a Holocaust survivor. Perhaps he does not know that my mother lost almost all her family at the hands of the Nazis. And so I find his adversarial tone to be entirely misplaced. I find it to be disrespectful of me and my heritage. And I do not expect an apology, but I did want to say what I just articulated. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, can I just respond since he has referenced me personally?
Senator Hawley, we need to move on. Senator Romney, you're...
Okay, let's just stop there. I mean... Let's go to the next clip. This is Senator Murphy, one of the worst Democrat senators, that says a lot, talking about illegal aliens and how they're the priority.
The negotiation didn't have a path to citizenship. It was entirely on their terms in order to get Ukraine funding, right?
Well, I mean, Chris, that's been a failed play for 20 years. So you are right that that has been the Democratic strategy for 30 years, maybe. And it has failed to deliver for the people we care about most, the undocumented Americans that are in this country.
All right. Now go to clip three and then play clip 15. And I've got more of these. The Democrats are everywhere now saying illegal aliens are the priority. Hear it from them.
At Wellesley, Brookline, you know, cities and towns that have so much more resources than the city of Boston.
Boston City Councilwoman Julia Mejia thinks more migrants can be placed outside of Boston.
I think everybody needs to start opening up their doors because this is a shared responsibility.
Controversy over the placement of surging immigrants comes as a new report links immigrants who settle in Massachusetts to economic benefits for the region.
And Jessica Stokes called the state to sign up to be a host family. It took less than an hour for the displaced migrants to be dropped off at their door.
I got to get sheets on the bed. How many people are coming? Where are they from? What ages? We really knew nothing.
The need is so clearly overwhelming.
The family of four who didn't want to go on camera had been sleeping at Logan Airport. The parents and two kids journeyed from Chile to Texas, then Massachusetts, and there are so many stories like it.
It boggles the mind that there are so many hundreds of those stories.
Now, what they don't tell you in these newscasts, and they lie and say there's economic benefit, is that these Democrats that are taking the illegals in are getting government assistance and money warehousing people. So there's no production. There's no productivity. It's all leeching off things, just like the homeless, which is why they encourage that. Here's the Denver mayor saying we're going to cut city programs to the children and others for the illegal aliens.
Thank you all so much for being here this morning. I'm here to talk a little bit about the devastating impact of the failure of Republican leadership in Congress this week to pass comprehensive immigration change and the impact that will have on both city budgets and on services that we can provide for newcomers in the city. The second is we will start to have to greenlight a set of hard decisions about budget reductions across the city to meet those costs that we know will continue to arrive. We want to talk about two of those today. While they're the first steps, they unfortunately will not be the last and may not be the hardest. This is a plan for shared sacrifice. And so in terms of our first step on city cuts, we are announcing today we will make some changes both to our services at DMV and to our services on Parks and Rec.
And in New York, in Illinois, all over, they're saying, oh, the public schools closed now, and there's no more sports, and there's no more weekend rec. The illegal aliens live here now. So they say, when we steal the election, immediately surge the border. They come here, and then Congress doesn't give them the tens of millions of dollars they want so they can skim off the top. And so they say, okay, we're just going to cut your city services, and next is the police, fire department, everything else. This is cannibalism. This is destroying our society in real time in everybody's faces. The good news is, I have a stack of articles right here, where blacks and Hispanics are now almost at 50% in some polls above, saying they want the border controlled and understand they're being displaced. Yeah. Doesn't matter if you're white, black, or Hispanic. You're a citizen. You grew up in this country. Your parents pay taxes. You pay taxes. You paid for school. You jumped through all the hoops. You came here legally. You became a citizen. And now just come on in. Everything's free. You're not stupid. It's an attack. It's a globalist operation. And so there's a bunch of articles. Democratic Party is freaking out. Because they just go, white people bad, bring in more brown people. And folks are saying, what does that have to do with it? Black and Hispanic voters deserting Democratic Party in large numbers. Major scientific poll, London Guardian. Here's another one. How the border crisis shatters Biden's immigration hopes, New York Times. And I've got a bunch of other articles right here. Poll shows Biden border policy has backfired with Latinos. Just 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, Trump had a 30% approval rating. Now he has a 47%, and in some polls, 52%. Okay? So, yeah. There's something about survival and reality that will make people accept reality. Folks, the United States is only 350 million people. There are 8 billion people on this planet, and if you've been to some other countries, you may look at America and say, it's not perfect. It sure isn't, but let me tell you, it's the best house in a bad neighborhood for the average person. The average person in America, for medicine and shelter and everything, is better off than anybody else. These giant hordes of homeless living on the streets are either mentally ill, I've seen the numbers, you've seen them too, or they've got smartphones now. They're white, black, Hispanic, old, young. But I look at the numbers. It's mainly white and black. Are out there living on the street, and they've got a tent set up, and they get welfare checks, and they've got different Democrat minders that have them signed up for all this stuff that get a piece of it, and they want all the money they get in their checks for food and drugs and alcohol. And, you know, driving over to my parents last night pick my daughters up, because my middle daughter and my youngest daughter were over there while me and my wife went to dinner. And it's an okay area of town. It's not the fanciest, but I'm driving there as it's already dark, and there are the homeless camps under multiple bridges with big good-sized TVs. They even got power. And they're just watching the Super Bowl, sitting back drunk. And you can't keep paying for that, folks. But if, you're a veteran and you can't pay your income tax, they're going to come take your house. That's wrong, folks. Hour number two is straight ahead. The good news is people are waking up and coming together. Infowars.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.